This is Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp interviewing Doug Aiken at the Artist's Home at 25 Anchorage in Marina Del Rey, California, on the 21st of July for the 2017 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, card number 1. Good morning, Doug. Will you say a few words to me to make sure this is recording properly?
Good morning, Hunter. Testing.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be here. And let's just start right at the beginning, which is, you know, here we are in your, I would say, incredibly beautiful home that you've designed yourself, and it's 2017, and you're not all that far from where you come from, geographically speaking. Mm-hmm. So just start by telling me when and where you were born.
I was born in 1968 in Redondo Beach.
And what year? What date?
March 18, 1968.
Mm-hmm. And what are the names of your parents?
Marilyn and Robert Aiken.
And it would be Marilyn?
Yeah.
And what did either of them do as a profession?
My mother was a writer and my father was an attorney.
And what kind of writer was your mother?
She wrote for newspapers and magazines, things like that.
Was she a journalist?
Yeah.
And growing up with a journalist in the house as your mother, was that kind of any kind of a how did that translate to your own interests as a young person?
Well, I think that you know, my folks were extremely curious people, and they were always interested in the other, whatever isn't in front of them, what's out there, a location, a place, culture. So in a lot of ways, I grew up, you know, a small family, just myself. I have no brothers or sisters, and you know, it would be a kind of situation where, you know, this summer we're going to try to move to the Amazon for a few months, or we're going to relocate to Russia in 1981 for a month. And, you know, we were kind of constantly on the road. And when I say this, I don't mean luxury travel. I mean, you know, often quite low budget travel. And, you know, but spending time in Africa or South America or, you know, parts of Europe, you know, at a really young age was, you know, had a great impact on me.
Well, and how did they, when you say low budget travel, was that because they were trying to have, what was the reason for that? Was it just economic or because they really wanted to have the spirit of the place?
I think it's a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. You know, for them, there was this kind of, you know, incredible cultural and intellectual curiosity. You know, like the idea of going to Ireland would be to go to every location that James Joyce was at and to kind of like trace Joyce through Ireland. Or, you know, the summer that we spent in the Peruvian Amazon, you know, was really, you know, to go deep and to try to really understand, you know, the people there and the ecology. So, you know, I think in a byproduct of that for me was really, you know, at a rather young age, kind of, I felt very at ease in a lot of quite strange situations, you know, and I think also you kind of just recognize that people are people, really. And there's this kind of underlying theme that kind of spreads throughout culture.
How old were your parents, more or less, when you were born?
I think they had me a little bit later in life. Like, I don't know if they're in their late 30s or 40s or something.
When you were raised, when they were raising you, did they treat you as, you know, in sort of a more adult way than they might have done otherwise? I mean, do you think you were like coddled like a young child, or do you think they were really kind of addressed you as being more giving you more adult experiences?
Between the two, definitely more adult experiences or discussions or dialogues. You know, I don't think I ever really remember being treated as a child. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think also the fact that, you know, when you're alone, when you don't really have any siblings,